We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Joining us right now, though, the excellent sports columnist from the Washington Post, Jerry Brewer, on the SDCCU fan hotline. Jerry, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. I got to be honest, though. I mean, the events of what's happened here in Minneapolis the last 48 hours or so or longer kind of caught up to us, I think, a little bit today. And I think that we kind of felt on this program that a certain amount of outrage is definitely needed here, and we got to make sure we get the word out. What are some of your thoughts on what happened in Minneapolis, and where do you think we go from here?
Yeah, I alternate between being incredibly saddened and enraged.
Yeah.
And I'm just at that point in which, you know, what more do we have to do as Black people to prove that we deserve to be humanized? I mean, that's just basically what it is. I mean, I feel like so many things. I think about, covering the story through sports, and, you know, you go back to Colin Kaepernick and kneeling and all of those things. And I just keep coming back to this. One consistent thing throughout generations with African Americans is we feel this need to justify our worth to white people ultimately. And it's insidious. It doesn't make you feel like, you know, a full human being. And that's where, you know, you feel like you've just had enough. And everybody wants to talk about the progress we've made, but we don't talk about, you know, the lengths we have to go to get to an ideal place. And it's just incredibly disappointing. And these are examples. High profile, terrifying examples of how far we have to go.
I mean, we've seen a lot of athletes, in particular guys in the NBA, really speaking out. Today we saw Steven Jackson get up and I thought deliver a powerful message up there. What are you, as you get around this league, obviously this is something that touches the league. Most of the league is African American, but do you see them having the guys in the NBA, athletes in general, having a bigger role moving forward in trying to get this thing changed about?
I think they aren't distracted right now, Tony. I mean, that's one thing that clearly comes to mind, that the fact that we're on this sports hiatus and, we're thinking about surviving, living, not catching the virus, you know, not having to go through those things. Their attention is not 100% on let me train and let me play and let me compete. So I think they're seeing the world as the world truly is. You know, I mean, one of the great things about sports is, or just kind of anything that you're deeply invested in, is you get to go into that bubble, and that's how you live. And a lot of things that are going on just don't reach the level of your consciousness because you're just so invested in what you're doing. right now it's not that way. And so I think these guys had already seen, you know, when you think about LeBron, Steph Curry, the list goes on and on, Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, they had already seen the bigger picture. But now that things are paused, I think it just allows you to reflect on things in a different manner. And I mean, there's that strong feeling, you know, enough is enough. And these guys have invested a lot of themselves in this, a lot of their voice. And they just kind of question, I mean, whatever the past 6 years, I mean, really, when you talk about the Black Lives Matter movement, this particular strand of it, you know, as it's been labeled, it's really been a 6 year, 7 year process. And here we are, you know, you were thinking that it had kind of plateaued, and now it feels like it's 2014 all over again. And so that's where LeBron is just like, I can't breathe steel. And, I mean, there's this realization that, the issue needs to stay in the forefront, and you need more people supporting you, more people helping. It was amazing that Joe Burrow, who has not played an NFL snap, spoke out. And, you know, we've heard from Steve Kerr and Stan Van Gundy and others who are white. And I think we all live comfortably numb. And for a lot of us, indifference is a way that we just get through, that we exist. Right. Because if you feel everything that is upsetting in the world, it's hard to exist day to day. But there's a difference between being comfortably numb and being totally numb. And I think a lot of people are at that place where it's like, look, I can't keep my mouth shut. I can't sit on my hands. I got to use my platform. I got to be a voice here for the voiceless. And hopefully demand some justice, because otherwise things are going to get real ugly real fast in this country.
Outstanding sports writer for the Washington Post, Jerry Brewer, is with us here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris program. And, Jerry, certainly some news coming down potentially that the NBA has a date in mind to try and get back going. And we'd love to talk basketball, but basketball is such a key part of this whole issue. Do you think when basketball comes back, or as it tries to come back, that it has to – The big voices in the game, like the LeBron Jameses, et cetera, have to continue to make sure that they keep this subject at the forefront as they do try to come back?
It's a complicated thing. I think some will. I think others won't. Yeah. I think there's just a lot weighing on them, because they also want to inspire the nation. And people have been just dying to see some sports. You want them to be able to have that diversion. You know, there's just no dismissing yourself from real life. So it just kind of depends on, you know, what's going on, you know. Are there signs that there's going to be justice or not? I mean, God forbid, is there another, incident like this that pops up? I think more than anything, you've seen that these guys are a reflection of the times that they live in. And we spent so much time talking about the, kind of that era where athletes went silent. And, you know, when you look at it, a lot of times you just see that era was an era in which almost everybody was kind of silent, and everybody was just kind of going, you know, go for what you know, get for what you can get. You know, I'm thinking about, especially Michael Jordan's time, when it was just all about, let's monetize being an elite athlete to the highest level. Well, a lot of that's already happened. And, now you're in a different place. And now the times are suggesting that you're needed. And so I think they're just connecting to what's going on in life. And I think they'll continue to do it that way. But there will be conflict. But there's conflict every day. I mean, there's conflict for me as a sports columnist, not just on this particular issue, but on all issues that kind of transcend sports. You know, how much do I want to just allow you to enjoy the diversion, and how much do I want to use the platform to speak to a greater social issue? It's something that I weigh every day. It's something that they have to weigh, as, you know, some of the biggest celebrities on the planet.
Yeah, no, I think I'm in that same boat, weighing it every day. Every day that I do the show, every day that I'm out in public, you have to figure out how much is too much, how much is too little. Jerry, let me ask you this. In terms of the NBA season, there seems to be a bunch of different options for Adam Silver in terms of how they proceed with the season. Any, you getting any read on which one is in the lead, which one the GMs and players are favoring?
I think if you took it to just the GMs, as you kind of seen the reports, they'd rather just, let's just go to the playoffs, straight to the playoffs.
Why is that?
Players, I think for one, like realistically, with all the unknowns, it's going to be hard just to finish the playoffs. And right. So the shorter of a time frame to finish the season, the more likely you are to finish it. And if people really miss the NBA or the NHL right now, imagine what it's going to be like when it's like conference finals, you know, Lakers, Clippers, and Clippers are up 3-2, and, you know, Milwaukee is over, up 3-2 over in the East, over the Sixers, and oh man, now the rest of the season's got to be canceled because there's another outbreak. And, you know, six players on every team has the coronavirus. Yeah. You want to avoid that. And that's where I think, you know, so you're trying to mix financially. You want to try to have as many games as possible to recoup as much money as you possibly can. But then you're also like, well, what about the integrity of being able to truly finish the season? And then from the player standpoint, the players don't want to just jump right back in the playoff play. They got to get in shape. And it can't just be, you know, let's go back and let's have a three-week training camp shape. They need some actual games to get all this out. And so they would like a 5-6-7 game run-up to the playoffs so they can start to feel like they are in some level of basketball shape. And like their jumpers are where they're supposed to be, and their movements and all of that are back. And that gets more difficult. And if you're going to do that kind of run up, well, should you have all 30 teams? Well, I think it's pretty much mixed, the notion that you're going to have all 30 back. And now, because you have committees, you have this wonky idea, well, let's bring 22 back. Which is just kind of like, okay, you're killing me here. 22?
You're just picking a number.
Why the hell you got 22 teams? But they're trying to just make it as equitable as possible and play as much basketball as they possibly can. I think the sweet spot is probably 20. That allows you to let these other teams that were in contention for the lower seeds, especially the ones in the West, let them have the opportunity to play it out. It would be very appealing to NBA fans because Ja Morant and the Grizzlies would be involved in that, and Zion Williamson and all those guys with the Pelicans would be involved in that. And that would add just a little spice to things. And I think that's ultimately what they're going to do. It needs to feel – what's going to be difficult, it needs to feel like the NBA, and it's got to follow some of the biorhythms of an NBA season. That's why I think, you know, this idea of, oh, we'll play pool play. Well, NBA fans aren't sitting, you know, a lot of them are Premier League fans, but not quite, you know. And so it needs to feel like an NBA season for it to have legitimacy. And it's already going to have issues because it's not going to feel the same because you're not. I mean, I've been watching game after game after game, classic game, and the energy of the crowd means so much.
It does.
To playoff, to the game in general, but especially to playoff basketball. you're not going to have that. It's going to feel different. It's not going to feel so much like a grand event. It's going to feel like you're just, in a lot of ways, you're watching the greatest pickup game you've ever seen. And so that's going to feel different from fans. I think there are ways with cameras and television ingenuity that you can still make it feel special. But you don't want to mess with the format too much. Yet and still, I think this is a grand opportunity for you to break through things, to break the monotony and try some different things. So it's an incredible challenge for Adam Silver to consider all those things and to create a new NBA playoffs or a new conclusion to the season that still feels enough like the old.
Jerry Brewer, sports columnist of the Washington Post. Jerry, thanks so much. Take somebody with intelligence, integrity, and a lot of class to come on and talk about some of the things that we just talked about in this half hour. And we really appreciate your time. We really appreciate your insight. And I'm really glad we were able to get you on today. Stay safe, and hopefully we will catch up with you during those NBA playoffs down the road.
All right. Sounds great, fellas. Thanks for the conversation.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Jerry Brewer right there from the Washington Post on the SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.